Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Today, we have a special show today. Today, we're going to be talking about Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again. Yes, you know, that's a pretty tall topic. But, you know, to do that, you have to think about all the innovative things in medicine, the things that we can do to optimize your body internally and optimize your body externally. But, you know, it's always a good idea to know where you are before, because you really can't go anywhere if you don't know where you are. If I said to you to give me the directions to Houston, if you don't know where I am, you cannot give me the directions, because if I was in New York City, the directions to Houston is different than if I'm in San Antonio. So in that vein, you know, it's always a good idea to do some testing. And my favorite testing would be physio age analysis. That's where we can actually do some testing and it will tell us how old our physiological age of our skin, how old our heart is, our lungs, how old our brain is physiologically, not your chronological age, how old your hormones are, how old your internal organs are. That's all done through physio age analysis. And, you know, we do that test in our office where you come in and we run the tests, and, you know, you could be a 40-year-old person, but your heart could be physiologically 35. Maybe your lungs are 40. But it's different for everything. In my case, and I use myself as an example, when I first did the physio age testing, my lungs was 56 years old. That was the oldest part of my organs. And, you know, you're as old as the oldest part of your body, your weakest link. And so, therefore, what I did was I put myself on some programs to optimize my lungs, just like you would optimize your heart by doing aerobic exercises. If you want to make your muscles better, you do weight training, you do different exercises for your muscles. Well, your body, different organs require different types of treatment to get it optimized. But at the end of the day, after I had done all my optimization, my lungs came down to 32. And my average composite for my entire body was 27 years old. And so that is possible. So that's physio age. Part of physio age testing is telomere testing. Again, telomere is the ends of your chromosomes. You know, when you're when you are born, you know everything your parents knew, because your mom and dad both gave you 26 chromosomes each. And in those chromosomes were stored everything your mom saw and your dad saw, everything they did, everything they experienced, everything they heard was stored in the chromosomes. And so when you were born, they gave it to you. So if you are a parent and you have two or three children, and you have one that's, let's say, 15 years old and another one that's 5 years old. Well, the 5-year-old will be automatically smarter than the 15-year-old. And that's because your 5-year-old had 10 more years of experience that you have given to that person. So the youngest one was born with more knowledge than the older one. So if let's say that the bubonic plague, your ancestor survived the bubonic plague, and let's say 1500 BC, and it came around today, all right? You would probably survive it because your body will search your hard drive. Your hard drive is your chromosomes, your DNA, and it would pull up the information on how your ancestors survived the bubonic plague, and you are much more likely to survive. So in the same vein, your body relies on what your parents and your ancestors gave to you. All right. So chromosomes are very important. Now the telomeres, is the tips of the chromosome. If you look at the chromosomes as being a shoelace, the telomere would be the hard plastic on the shoelace. Now, your cells in your body, they divide at specific rates. Usually, like, for instance, some cells divide faster than other cells. Some cells divide slower. And so, after so many, every time a cell divides, their chromosome, their telomere gets shorter and shorter and shorter. Eventually, when the telomere is gone, the shoelace has lost its protection, and the shoelace starts unraveling. Well, that shoelace is your DNA. That is your hard drive. And so once you lose that telomere portion of your chromosome, your shoelace starts unraveling. And so now, if something happened that you had protection from, when your body searched the hard drive for it, it can't find information because it's all gibberish. It's all corrupted. And so now, once you lose that telomere, you start dying rapidly. You get sick and you die before your time. So that's the reason why a lot of people look at their telomeres and they take things like TA65 and they take nutrients and raw materials that keeps your telomeres long. TA65 help your telomere stay long and healthy. And because of that, you'll find that with TA65 that your physiological age will be better than your counterpart or better than it would have been. And so when you optimize your TA65 or your telomere, you will find that you will live longer and you'll be healthier for a lot longer period of time. But, you know, that's just testing. But with everything, you know, when we talk about innovation in healthcare, we have to start with stem cells, because stem cells is the most important powerful things we have in our body. Every organ in your body has telomeres and has stem cells. Your hair, your teeth, your bone, your skin, your fat. Every organ in your body has stem cells. And the purpose of the stem cells is to fix problems in those organs. So if you had a child or grandchild that was born today, they would ask you in Texas, do you want to store the umbilical blood? The answer should be an unequivocal yes, because that umbilical blood is rich in stem cells. Once you store it, there's a good chance that the baby's parents, the baby's siblings, the baby's grandparents will be a match for those stem cells. And so let's say that your brother or sister or aunt needs a new kidney. Well, that stem cells from that young baby might work for that person. So it's not just health insurance for the baby. It's also health insurance for the rest of the family. It's not expensive to store umbilical blood. It's a few hundred dollars a year, and it's there. You know, 5 years from now, they will be able to recreate a new heart, a new kidney, a new set of lungs from your stem cells. That's how powerful they are. But your stem cells, as you get older, your stem cells also get older and they do not work as well. So someone who is 10 years old, you fall and you injure your knee. Immediately, millions of stem cells rush to your knee. They assess the damage and say, oh my goodness, this is pretty bad. We're going to need a lot of bone. We're going to need some cartilage. We're going to need some tendons. We're going to need some muscle. We're going to need some blood vessels to fix the problem. And the stem cells themselves will morph into bone, into tendons, into cartilage, into fat, into muscle, into cell, into blood vessel, and fix the problem. That's when you're 10 years old. But when you are 60 years old and you injure your knee, a few hundred stem cells show up. Well, guess what? They can't fix Jack. That's the problem. So we have to start with stem cells. And, you know, we have, you know, right now in the United States, what we can do in stem cells is limited. But we have lots of our partners in Mexico where we can send you, where you can get stem cell therapy to fix your chronic diseases. And if you want some more information on that, you can call me or email me, and I'll give you my information. But the bottom line is, we have lots of ways to take care of your problems if you need stem cells. Now, PRP is from your blood. That's the platelet-rich plasma. What that does is when we inject it anywhere in your body in the right concentration, it will help your stem cells rejuvenate themselves. It will make your stem cells younger and healthier, help your stem cells divide and work better. So when we put stem cells in your knee or your elbow or your muscle, or we put it in your face, or we put it in your genitals for the O shot, or we put it in your penis for the Piper shot, it activates the stem cells in those areas. And so now those stem cells start working better and they start repairing things and fixing things. And lo and behold, 3 months later, those areas are much better. So that's what PRP is. It helps your stem cells work better. Now we have something called nitrous oxide. And this is what I tell people. You know, you go to Home Depot and you buy a water hose. You pick it up, it's very flexible. You look down the barrel, it's pristine. You turn the water on, the water pressure goes, pew. That's your arteries at 15. A year later, when the water hose has been sitting outside in the hot sun, you pick it up and you bend it, it wants a crack. You look down the barrel, there's a little plaques in it. You turn the water on, the water pressure, psh. That's your artery at 60. Nitrous oxide turns that artery of 60 into an artery of 15. Well, why is that important? Well, it's important because your arteries are your highway system. It carries raw materials to wherever the body needs it. When you're young, those highways, the traffic is flowing at 90 miles an hour, both directions, getting to where they want to fast and offload it. And you can send all the 18 wheels anywhere in your body, to your brain, to your heart, to your lungs, wherever it's needed, and send the raw materials when you're 15. But as you get older, your highway system gets clogged. You know, cars get abandoned on the side of the road. The traffic is worse. And now the raw materials is slowed and it can't get through. All right. And because of that, your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, your brain doesn't get all the raw materials. Your penis, your genitals doesn't get all the raw materials. And so they stop working well. Well, when we give you nitrous oxide or in some cases high dose arginine, they get to clean the highways up, your blood vessels. So now your cells and your highway can move at lightning speed at 80, 90 miles an hour, get to where they need it and offload all the raw materials. And then coming back, the veins, the smaller roads can be all clean and bring all the junk back to the dump. And so that's what happens with nitrous oxide and high dose arginine. Now we have a new equipment called a UVL, which is ultraviolet light. Now this ultraviolet light, what we do is we put that into your vein like an IV, and what does it do? It cleans your veins and arteries. Well, it puts the light, and there's three frequencies of light. It is they give you light at 365 nanometer. Light at 630 nanometer, and then light at 535 nanometers. That would be ultraviolet light, red light, and green light. Now, the ultraviolet light deactivates bacteria, viruses, funguses, kills them all, even kills cancer cells in the blood vessels. The red light helps with energy production, helps with inflammation, helps your tissues regenerate. It also helps with oxygen delivery. And then the green light improves your red blood cells, improves your cells' elasticity. And the red cells also improves your immune system, stimulates it. So when you put that light in, and the treatment takes about an hour, and in that time frame, you can actually clean your blood, give your red cells and your white cells and your immune cells more energy, give your body more oxygen, and your blood, when it goes from your blood into your into your body, into your organs, like the blood that leaves your veins, leaves your arteries and goes into your lungs, into your heart, into your kidneys, into your brain, because these cells are now clean and energized, they can now repair your brain, repair your heart, repair your lungs, and actually make your internal organs younger and healthier. Now, I have a program for that where you do it at least 5 times a year, and it's a package deal where you come in each time and we do it. But what's the upshoot of all this is that as we keep doing it, your internal organs will get younger and healthier. And when they get younger and healthier, voila, you get younger and healthier. That's the ultraviolet light. You know, that's the same light we use for the Forever Young BBL. You know, it's a broadband light that we put from the laser and we use on our face. And we have a program for that too, where we can actually optimize your skin on your face and your neck and your chest and your hands. And when we do that, you know, there's studies which have been done that show that people have been doing it on a regular basis. 10 years later, their face, their neck, their chest, their arms look younger than when they started 10 years ago. I mean, that's how powerful it is. And you can do that for your skin, and you could do it for your internal organs. So when you combine them both together, guess what you have done? You have created a synergy where you are young and healthy internally and externally, and you're more energized. Just want to remind you that you are listening to Dr. Vernon F. Williams, Grow Young and the Truth Shall Set You Free, on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. That's 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Tonight we are talking about Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again. And my book, titled the same, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, can be had from Amazon, from Barnes & Noble, from all the other outlets. Can also be gotten from my website, www.growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. You can also call me at the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center, 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. So now we're talking about innovative things that you can do to make your body younger and healthier. So we talked about stem cells, we talked about PRP, we talked about nitrous oxide and high-dose arginine, we also talked about ultraviolet light therapy, and we also talked about Forever Young BBL from Cyton. And we also talked about testing with PhysioAge testing and telomere testing. But I would be remiss if we didn't talk about the other part. Because in life, you have chemical reaction. A chemical reaction is when you bring two products together and they create something when they come together. Usually energy, and then they create an exhaust. All right? The more products you bring together, the more energy you make, but the more exhaust you bring. All right? So we need to find a way to make sure that our bodies have the energy to do the things they need to do, because everything is energy. Which would you rather, a 25-year-old housekeeper or a 75-year-old housekeeper? Well, this is a no-brainer, because a 25-year-old housekeeper has a lot more energy than the 75-year-old housekeeper. Hence, the 25-year-old will do a better job. Well, in life, your body is the same thing. And for those of you out there who think that because you do a lot of exercise and because you always on the go, that you are better than a couch potato. No, you're not. The more energy your body produces, the more toxins your body produces. So therefore, if you produce more energy than a couch potato, you also create more toxins than the couch potato. A jet plane has a lot of power, but it also has a lot of exhaust. A Maserati has a lot of power, a lot of exhaust. All right? A little jalopy has no power, but it also has no exhaust. So there's a price to be paid for lots of power. All right. And that's very important for detoxing. You can never be truly healthy without detoxing. If you bought an old house with lots of junk in it, do you put your new furniture in it or do you clean the house first? I mean, what's the point of putting good raw material, good nutrition into a body that's a cesspool? Makes no sense. I mean, if your car needs a detox, I mean, if your car needs an oil tune-up, what do? You tune it up first. You don't give your car premium fuel when it needs a tune-up because you'll be wasting your money and the car will still be sluggish. You tune it up first, and then you give yourself an oil change. So I always tell my patients, if they have a choice between cleaning up their leaky gut or improving their raw materials that they put in them out or eating better and detoxing, it's more important to detox first and then worry about what you eat next, because it doesn't matter if your inside is not clean. And you know, a lot of people have a lot of toxins in their body. We detox all the time, but you really need a phase two detox to handle the toxins in your body. 80% of all the toxins in your body is stored in your fat cells. The only way to get those toxins out of you is to do a phase two detox. And I know all of you say you do detoxes, but are you doing the right detox? Yes, when you shower, you detox your skin and you feel great. When you wash your hair, you detox your hair and you feel great. When you brush your teeth, you detox your mouth and you feel great. When you have a bowel movement, you detox your colon. When you urinate, you detox your bladder and you feel great. When you breathe out carbon dioxide and you detox your lungs. Yes, those are great detox and you need to do it. But the toxins, 80% is stored in your fat, and so you need a phase two detox that can get the fat to release the toxins and then get your liver to get it out of your body. And so we do that detox with Isagenics, and we find that that works very, very well for our patients. What you'll first notice the first week after you start your detox, if you do it right, you'll find that you'll say, boy, my clothes fit better. I have more energy. And then you get on a scale and, whoa, you're down a dress size. That's how the detox works, because when you get the fat cells to release the toxins, the fat cells shrink and you lose inches. When your body's toxic, it retains water. When you detox and get rid of the toxins, you lose water, so you lose weight. Pretty simple. But now that we talked a little bit about detox, let's talk about nutrition. And here we go. We do all kinds of nutrition, but the best way to really give your body nutrition is through IV nutrition. And IV nutrition, you can put a ton more stuff in your vein. For instance, if you took 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C, you'll probably get a little diarrhea. But in the vein, I can give you 100,000 milligrams of vitamin C, and you wouldn't bat an eye. See, that's the difference. The vein, you can give yourself so much more. So we do a lot of IV nutrition. We do ozone therapy where we give you oxygen, that high dose oxygen, so it has extra oxygen. And your body, your muscles need oxygen to create energy. And so we can give you high dose ozone in your IV. We can also give you high dose vitamin C to help kill cancer cells and to help give you more energy. We can give high-dose B vitamins in your IV, a lot more than you can take orally. We can use glutathione to help detoxify your liver. Glutathione is the body's number one antioxidant, and we can give you a lot of it in the vein. Phosphatidylcholine to help the liver, to help the brain function better. We can do all that in the IVs. We can do also chelation. Chelation IV helps clean up the arteries so that the arteries can remove all the toxic metals in your heart. If you ever had an heart attack, chelation is perfect for you to remove all the toxic metals in your veins and arteries. We give hydrogen peroxide that helps kill pathogens, helps kill bacteria and bugs and viruses in your vein, cleans it up, helps kill cancer cells. We do all of that in the IV nutrition. Of course, then we also do your UVL. That's when we do ultraviolet light therapy. I always follow that hour of ultraviolet light therapy with IV nutrition. So here we are. We clean up your arteries. We give your cells new energy, and then we give yourselves the raw materials to now go and fix things. Because once we have tuned up those cells, and those cells are full of energy, they're ready to go do some work. Well, they can't do any work if you don't give them the raw materials to do it. So we give you the raw materials after the ultraviolet light therapy so that your cells can now go fix your heart, fix your kidney, sharpen your memory, sharpen your brain cells, fix your bone cells, do all of the things it needs to do. And that's what we do. So to grow younger like me, B29 again and again, we need to look at all the innovative things. And if you would go to my website, www.field29.com, or call me at 210-495-8558, I can give you information on all of these things that we are doing. But we are doing a tremendous amount of things, and I'm so excited because now we're beginning to take what I do to a new level. I mean, a new level. Every month I go to training, and I've been learning so much, and it's incredible what's happening down the pike. There's this incredible technology coming up here, and I just want to help each and every one benefit from it. Thank you all very much. This is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You're listening to The Truth Shall Set You Free on The Grow Younger Show. My phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. That's 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. You can also get my book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, at www.growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. You can also call me at the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. You all have a great evening, great night. Enjoy yourself, and I will talk to you next week. I am so excited. I'm so pumped at the way things are going. Thank you all very much.